Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, back in his regular seat, and he looks so comfortable, is Mike Nothnagel, our resident quizzer. Hey, Mike.
Hello. I look comfortable because I am comfortable. I have all the answers in front of me this week, which is good. And before we get to those questions, let's clear up your challenge from last week.
Yes, I said start with the six-letter name for a group of people seen in theaters. Insert a letter, and you can name another group of people often heard in theaters. Who are these groups of people? And you got this one.
Yes, I did. I started with ushers, and I stuck an H on the front, and I got hushers.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Now be quiet. I'm trying to watch the movie. All right, Ian. On February 8th, 1952, Queen Elizabeth II became Queen of the United Kingdom and 15 other Commonwealth countries. Currently, she is the second longest reigning British monarch. Last year, as you may know, was her Diamond Jubilee for 60 years, and she's only a year or two behind Queen Victoria, who's the longest. She was 61 or 62, somewhere in there. So this week, we'll see how much you know about other famous queens.
Okay.
First up, to begin the reproductive cycle, a queen bee will leave her hive and fly to a so-called congregation area to begin mating with male honeybees, which are known more commonly as what?
Drones?
Yes, that's correct. The character played by Tina Turner, and the song she sang, in the 1975 film adaptation of The Who's rock opera Tommy, is also the title of Turner's second solo album. What is that album's title?
That's The Acid Queen.
Yes, and that is a weird scene. Queen of the Damned is the third novel in what author's Vampire Chronicles series, where it follows Interview with the Vampire and The Vampire Lestat.
That's Anne Rice.
It is Anne Rice. And I was in New Orleans a few years ago, and I walked by her house, and it is exactly the house that you think Anne Rice should live in.
Did she invite you up?
I don't believe she was home. The Queen of Diamonds plays a role in hypnotizing a soldier into murdering a presidential hopeful in what 1962 suspense thriller starring Frank Sinatra and Angela Lansbury?
Manchurian Candidate?
The Manchurian Candidate, remade in 2004 with Denzel Washington in the title role. And finally, what restaurant chain, famous for its soft-serve brand of ice cream, opened its first store in Joliet, Illinois in 1940 and introduced the Blizzard to its menu in 1985?
Dairy Queen.
Is right. And as of 2005, the world's largest Blizzard that had been made weighed over 8,200 pounds and was 22 feet tall. Well, we may have been talking about queens for the last couple of minutes, but Ian is certainly the king of trivia. He went 5 for 5 again this week. Have you ever been the king or queen of anything? Write to us, quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's quiz, some extra credit questions, or the weekly challenge, which is...
Start with the one-word name of a famous queen. Add an F, then rearrange the result to spell two places that are usually guarded. Who is the queen and what are the places? So again, start with the one-word name of a famous queen. Add an F, then rearrange the result to spell two places that are usually guarded. Who is the queen and what are the places?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor at the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other venues. Any Questions is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio, and we will return this same time next week.
We'll see you then, Ian.